This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:06 in the evening with Lynn and Ayman, and our next story is about something that I think our news bulletins have been covering all day, and for that matter, our colleagues on the afternoon belt, the Daily Digest, also talked about, and that is Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa. So we're going to be focusing on civic-mindedness when it comes to taking care of public facilities. And in case you missed it, this is because the newly reopened Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa has already been vandalised.
You know, the iconic KL Park was reopened yesterday, actually, and after more than a year of renovation and upgrading work, which actually cost almost 100 million ringgit. But barely 5 hours after reopening, the senior assistant director at DBKL's Project Implementation and Building Maintenance Department, architect Noor Fazlina Rosli, she reported that the park signage had already been vandalized and rubbish was thrown indiscriminately.
So a lot of netizens were outraged at this, some calling for CCTVs to be installed at the park, for culprits to be punished. The Federal Territories Ministry urged the public to take care of public facilities at the park together and to immediately tell the culprit off if you happen to see vandalism. So, like I said, we have actually covered this, I think, earlier today. If you missed it, you can get the podcast. And the question that was asked then was whether or not if you forced people to pay to access the park, if you actually charged a ticket, an entrance fee, would that help? Would people behave better? And when we put up the poll earlier today, 55% said no and 45% said yes. So I don't know.
I mean, one way to look at it is that if you have to pay to enter, then perhaps you might be more wary about throwing away rubbish, and maybe the money can be used for to hire people who can clean up the park. But I don't know whether how far that is true, because if it is down to a lack of civil mindedness, then people will still litter or vandalize, no matter if it's free or if you have to pay to enter.
So I think that the reason why it comes down to civic mindedness is this, right? Because I think that there are people, if you're not particularly civic minded, then you're going to think, because I paid, I can litter, you know? No. So it comes down to, I think, a sense of entitlement here and how you feel about sharing public space. Because really, this is something that is so common to the Malaysian experience of trying to share anything public. Anytime we open this up, the first thing that comes up, as it has on Twitter from Chris Ng, Civic Mindedness 101, if you don't want to be greeted with a crappy public toilet, clean up for after you've done your business for the next person. But that is exactly it, right? Whenever we try to share public spaces, be it a park, be it a restroom, this inevitably happens. Some sort of like selfishness and entitlement and descends upon people, and then suddenly all that matters is your own use of the space, which is just so not the point.
I also think it also boils down to a sense of, you know, like a lack of a feeling of ownership over the place. So, you know, this is a public place. I'm not responsible for it. Someone else will deal with it. Yeah. Therefore, I can do whatever I want. And that doesn't help. That doesn't help with like the way we treat or the way we respect our public spaces, because if we don't take care of it, then the person after us will face the consequences. Likewise, if the person before us throws away the rubbish or doesn't clean up after themselves in the public restroom, then we will face the consequences. So as long as there is this whole chain of, you know, not feeling like you own the place, then we will forever have like these kind of incidents in public spaces.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that trying to talk about civic mindedness is difficult because it is such a deeply ingrained thing. Like, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to be persuaded by this or to recognize it, because I feel as if every time we talk about this, whether, like I said, whether it's toilets or anything else, right, there usually is the sentiment of, well, people should just, they should know better. But clearly people do not, right? Mm. Like, so I think when we're trying to talk about the people who do not know better, it's not enough to say it should start at home. It's not enough to say you should know. I don't know what the method is, but I think that there is this sort of civic-mindedness block, you know, that happens, where you just think, you know what, it is about me. And I don't know how to change that.
Yeah, because it's complex, isn't it? I mean, whenever we talk about these kind of things, one point that will always be brought up is the idea of education. We need to educate the public. We need to start in schools. Our parents need to educate their children. But obviously, the results are not there, and education takes a long time, and it takes a lot of the right kind of information to be spread, the right kind of people to spread that information. So if there are adults out there who aren't civic-minded, then it follows that the people around them may also not be civic-minded as well, because they're not spreading that kind of information. So education is a good idea, but in reality, you know, how is it going to be done apart from like syllabus in schools or whatever, and awareness campaigns? Like, I don't know how else it can be effective, because this is just something that happens all the time.
So tell us, I mean, what do you think is going to work to inculcate a genuine sense of civic mindedness in people? We're talking about this because Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa, after more than a year of renovation and upgrading that cost almost 100 million ringgit, was reopened yesterday and then almost immediately pretty much misused. There was littering, there was vandalism. So we're just talking about how to prevent that, but really just civic-mindedness. How do we get around this, guys? Talk to us. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Associate Professor Dr. Visha Balakrishnan, who's the Director of the Centre for Research in International and Comparative Education at the University of Malaya. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Ayman, and we are looking at the curious case of Taman Tasik Titi Wangsa and the vandalism and littering that's gone on there, and just this question of how to create civic-mindedness among our citizens. So we can stop having this conversation, really, is what it comes down to. We'd love to hear your suggestions. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is Associate Professor Dr. Visha Balakrishnan, Director of the Centre for Research in International and Comparative Education at the University of Malaya. Dr. Visha, thank you so much for joining us. So we often talk about how there's a lack of civic-mindedness here in the country, but let's start with what it is, right? Where does the sense of being civic-minded come from in an individual? Is it a sense of responsibility towards others?
Okay, when we talk about civic-mindedness, the first thing that comes to me is to be able to be caring about what is going on in the society and to serve the interests of the society. And where does this sense of civic-mindedness comes from? It comes from within, from an individual towards the society around them, towards the environment around them. And then once a person or an individual is clear about this sense of civic-mindedness, then they take a sense of responsibility towards themselves, the society, and the environment around them. It's actually basic common sense, which says, I care about nature, I care about the society around me, and I have a social responsibility towards them.
And what makes a person want to be civic-minded and to care about the society beyond themselves?
Because when you care about society, you're actually caring about yourself. And when we talk about development from the sense of character, ethics, civic-mindedness, a person is always self-centered when they are young, but as they grow up, they tend to put themselves into the shoes of the others. And this is what education is all about. You teach students, you teach young people, you teach older people who have never been to school about understanding the other, knowing the other, feeling for the other. And this actually brings a greater notion of being in a society and how do you care for each other and how do you have respect for each other.
So when it comes to public spaces then, what does our inability to take care of these spaces say about our relationship to them? Is there a lack of, you know, a feeling of ownership?
Naturally, in a civilized society, we expect each and every individual who have gone through some kind of education, let it be formal or informal, to actually understand the norms, the ethical rules in a certain area or in a certain space. But if such individuals cannot control themselves or cannot discipline themselves, then slowly we've got to look at enforcement and laws and things like that, which we would not like to have, but because we are having lots of individuals coming across from different places where their norms might be different from our norms, then we got to start having rules and regulations. But for a start, I think it's more appropriate to have, like, you write rules that, you know, you're not supposed to pluck flowers or you're not supposed to litter. So for a start, it has to start with education. And if education does not work, then we go on to enforcement.
But Malaysians litter as well, so it's not a problem caused by foreigners per se.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm not talking about people from other countries. I'm talking about our own citizens, Malaysian citizens. We have people who are coming from rural, from urban, people who are coming from families who really bring up this civic consciousness from young. And we're also bringing about things about young people or senior people who have not gone through this kind of education. It's a very important process in education to be a civilized person. And I think we got to set our policies right about having what type of education are we providing our young people? Are we focusing just on grades and on good jobs, or are we focusing on holistic? I think our education policy, our education philosophy is so clearly stating that we want holistic individuals at the end of the education system, which is being a civic-minded, being a civil-minded, being a complete individual. And if that doesn't happen, then we got to take measures. We got to be proactive about where we have gone in our education system.
Right. And this has always been, you know, a difficult question. But how do you inculcate something like civic-mindedness? You know, it's so subjective and it can, I don't know, it takes a while to land.
To tell you the truth, I've been involved in civic education since 2004 when there was a revamp in the education system. And I personally wrote textbooks where we talked so much about educating the young ones about, you know, being civic consciousness, being caring, being sensitive about other individuals, about Mother Nature, about lots of things. But it doesn't seem to have got down into our young people. So I think we got to seriously look at our civics education in school. You know, basic things like vandalism, basic things like keeping the toilets clean, keeping the parks clean. And we can see that in many developed countries, where the countries are so clean that you can hardly see any paper on the ground. And, you know, sometimes some of my friends who are from not so developed countries, they said, we can't take this cleanliness. So, you know, different countries have different levels of civic mindedness, but I think we in Malaysia got to start somewhere, got to start with the young ones especially.
And how do you think we can start?
I think the first thing, it has to start from parents. It has to be in a very parent-centered, inquiry-based, which means parents got to bring their children along to make sure that both parties, the elder and the younger ones, do understand what this civic-mindedness or civic engagement is. And good civic lessons should always be student-driven. And at the end of the day, is this reflections of the individual who is the student with the environment around them. So this is so very important. And civic-mindedness or civic consciousness, civic education has to be interdisciplinary. It cannot be left just to certain parties to form them. And the final thing is the students should feel that they are empowered. Once they take responsibility for themselves, then they will make sure that they and the environment are kept clean, and they understand that if I vandalize something, I'm actually bringing greater destruction to nature and to myself. So I think these are simple, they are actually very, very simple things based on common sense, but we don't seem to be teaching such things in school, and I'm very sad about that. We must work together. I always put in the papers, it takes a village to educate a child. So you cannot just have policies after policies just because, you know, governmental rules and regulations are there. We got to take responsibility for what is going on. And basic things like, you know, keeping yourself clean. For me, it's like the day we can enter our public toilets happily, like entering a 5-star hotel, that's the day everything is going to change.
Dr. Visha, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Associate Professor Dr. Visha Balakrishnan, Director of the Center for Research in International and Comparative Education at UM, talking about the difficult challenge of trying to inculcate civic-mindedness among Malaysians. This is coming, of course, because we saw Taman Tasik Teti Wangsa just not do so well on its opening day.
5 hours after being opened.
It is disappointing. And so I think because we keep having this conversation, we just wanted as far as we could to try to move it forward, right? Like, what do we need to do in order to not have these sorts of headlines anymore, right? How can things change? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. On the line with us now is Iskandar. Iskandar, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. Well, just want to share my recent experience. Mm. So the other day I was queuing at the LRT, and then suddenly there's this pakcik who came in front of me and then just potong the queue. So I politely told him that, pakcik, can you please queue up? And he answered back by saying, who gave you the authority to ask me to queue up?
What?
So
I'm sorry, what?
He actually said that, and when we went inside the LRT, he continued to argue with me, but I just smiled and stayed quiet. I think the problem is not only about awareness about how we educate our children, but it's also when we see something, we are not saying anything about it. Mm. We see people throwing rubbish, we're not saying about anything about it. And I have a feeling that there might be someone who saw people vandalizing the taman, but they never said anything about it. We always say that we are the police, let the police do something about it. Mm. But it actually starts with us. We need to say something, we need to intervene, and we need to comply. So that's my thought on this.
Iskandar, before we let you go, I wanted to know, I mean, was it difficult for you? Because I have to say it's difficult for me. I mean, sometimes, you know, the natural inclination, especially when it's somebody who's older than you, right? I think it can be difficult to override the politeness that might kick in, you know. How did you kind of get to the point where you're like, no, you know, it's important to actually speak directly to people about this?
It was a hot day. And I had to say something. Well, the uncle did not look like he can't walk, or he can walk. He looks like someone healthy. I just wanted to tell him that, uncle, can you please queue up? Because there's a lot of people behind me, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not fair for me. It's not fair for everyone else. And I have to tell you, it really felt difficult. I was shaking when I asked him to, you know, queue up. But I just figured out that we need to say something. We can do that in the company. Why can't we do it in public, right? Why can't we tell others to comply? It's not something that is totally wrong. It's something that we have to do. If I was with my kid at that time, I don't know what I would tell them. Like, what would I tell them when someone does not queue up? That's my thought on it. We have to say something if we see something that is wrong.
Absolutely. Iskandar, thank you so much for calling. And you know what? Like, I'm going to hold you up the next time I have this moment that comes to me, because I completely get that response. Mm. I would find it really stressful to be that person, to have to correct someone else. And yet, it is true that every time I see something and I don't, I know I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, because it's very difficult to like summon up the courage, I guess, to confront someone, right? Someone you don't know who, you don't know how they would react. And 9 times out of 10, perhaps they're going to, you know, answer back to you. Like, who are you to tell me what to do? So there are always those kind of situations situations where you're like, why did I even bother in the first place?
I am a fellow citizen, Pakcik. That should be enough for you. But just very briefly, Mohan says, have CCTV capture people littering, name and shame them in the media the next day. Keep them coming, of course. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can call 7733-2900. And of course, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.